You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 6, Episode 13, Dead Things. When Jonathan, Warren, and Andrew accidentally kill Warren's ex-girlfriend, they use their new cerebral dampener device on Buffy so that she'll think she's committed the murder.
Idiots.
Okay, this synopsis is wrong. Oh, first of all, hello, Kelly Joe.
Hi!
wait, yeah, we have to do our intros. Go, Steph.
All right. Introduce ourselves.
My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Kelly Joe.
Kelly Joe! Mother of Gax.
I am.
Yay, mommy's
here. You know, I
here.
Put that on job resumes, and they were all just like, what's a GAX? And I'm like, podcast.
Aren't you the one that originated GAX?
I am.
Yes, mother of GAX.
Yes, you are.
Like mother of dragons.
Yes.
Oh, what's a dragon?
I used to work at the movie
theater. I thought you were telling a joke.
And seeing celebrities every week.
Yeah, kind of. But not every week.
No.
Although, Bill Clinton was walking his dog a few weeks ago, just like randomly on the street the other day. It was fun.
Oh.
No Secret Service around them?
No, there was. They're just super chill guys in cargo shorts and t-shirts.
Yeah, he's...
Nerds.
Okay, can we talk about how the synopsis is incorrect?
What do you mean?
Sure.
Because they didn't use the cerebral dampener on Buffy.
No, they didn't.
They used some kind of demons on her.
They used the... Didn't Jonathan morphed into Katrina, is that her name?
Yes.
This episode got me angry.
Okay, right. The rapey part. It's very
rapiest
dark.
Episode ever, and I have to say...
It turned the... Yeah.
This is one of my favorite episodes. Because...
Yes, I really like this episode.
It turned what in so many shows, in so many instances, in so many... teenage male fantasies, oh, we're going to get a girl to do what we want, we're going to use her as a sex object. Turn that into, what are you idiots doing? This is rape. And the words were uttered.
And then,
the words were uttered.
And then,
it was said in their faces. And then, although your silence would not protect you, you should have been wearing a helmet because it hit you over the head with a Coke bottle.
It was to the point where I was like, does no one else think that this is rape? And then she went and said it. I was like, oh, thank you. At least they're going to address it in this episode.
Yeah.
It really upset me.
Yeah. And what was so upsetting is they didn't realize it was rape.
No.
Like, Jonathan was like, wait, what? Rape?
What? What?
What's that?
Yeah. And for a second, it looked like Angie was going to turn to the dark side as well. But then, I don't know. It was just a weird episode.
Flower child who doesn't really know what's going on.
Yeah, it was just very weird.
So did they, like, put a nutmeg?
Very weird.
Nut into that little snitch? Like, that's the silver snitch, right?
Maybe.
Put a...
Yeah.
Put the what? Oh.
Looked like a walnut or, like, nutmeg, and they put it in the silver snitch?
That's what it looked like.
Yeah. These guys are idiots.
And then Harry Potter is going to fly around it. Yeah, they're fucking morons.
And not only are they idiots, they're super, like, I mean, we touched on it during Gone. They were going to go make themselves invisible and watch women get waxed. And that's ridiculous enough. And now they're actually going to mind control a woman and share her.
And physically assault her? Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the worst. It's the worst. Yeah. It's the worst. It's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah.
And the fact that they bring it up, and the fact that they bring it up as a plan really, really upset me. And then when Katrina, in their face, basically called it rape, it was, I don't know, you don't really hear that word bandied about on these kinds of shows. It's exactly what was going on. And Warren is the worst. Fuck you, Warren. You and Theon Greyjoy can go fuck yourselves.
Theon Greyjoy can't.
Now.
The actress that played Katrina is Ethan Embry's wife.
Who?
Oh, really? Nick Papagiorgio?
Who?
Yeah.
From Yuma, Arizona?
Who?
Sure.
Oh my God!
Does he wear hockey skates in the wintertime? Reference.
Or maybe, is that his wife or is it his sister?
Hey now, maybe
she was
it's
previously
both.
Married to Ethan Embry.
Are they
she
Targaryens?
She is not married to Ethan Embry. She previously was married to Ethan Embry.
Oh, ex-wife. Hey, maybe he's going to try to control her mind and rape her.
Yeah.
Because apparently that's what you should do with your ex. Crazy.
Disgusting.
First of all, Tara would not be allowed in the employee break room. It's the break room for employees. Second of all, I've never seen a break room that big ever anywhere. That is a giant break room.
Like a warehouse.
Yeah, and Buffy is asking Tara, hey, could you research that spell and see how it fucked me up? How it messed me up? How I'm wrong? Because Spike can hit me now.
Very weird.
Oh, and hands up, anyone who ever had rug sex? That's what I thought.
What did you say, rug sex?
Yeah, rug sex, right at the beginning of the episode.
Were they having sex in a rug warehouse? Like where?
No, that was the crypt. That's Spike's crypt. He just,
that's his,
the rug really tied
has
the crypt together.
Carpets.
He spruced it up. And I don't know why they had to have sex under the rug, but hey, whatever floats your boat.
Was that supposed sex on top of the rug, and then, as always happens, you get really cold after sex. So you have to cover up. It has nothing to do with the fact that the cameras are panning towards you. It has everything to do with the post-coital chill, as they say.
As always?
As always.
It's called the post-coital chill.
Well,
man.
You know.
Do your research.
It's a science fact.
According to the date on Warren's computer, the events of this episode occur around February 5th, 2002, which is also the day this episode aired.
Oh, it's like a Valentine's Day special about rape.
Aww.
It should be a Valentine's Day special on that horrible tie Warren was wearing.
Go ahead, Kim.
Okay. I made a note that said Warren is probably part of the not all men movement.
What's that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it the opposite of yes all women?
No.
Yes.
It's like, it's a reaction where it's like, not all guys are going to go after girls. Except he's kind of the reason for the movement. The joke wasn't plotted out well. Let's dump it in.
Did anyone recognize Katrina?
I had no idea who she was.
I didn't recognize her because she looked 10 years older than Warren in that bar.
Maybe she was, and she's just a cougar.
Ugh, with the worst taste.
But they're supposed to be in high school at the same time, right?
Was it in college?
It was college. Maybe she's a mature student.
I'm sorry, I mean university.
Hey, you know what, Gabby? Student. I don't need your hate speech.
Hey, there's a David Lynch mention.
I know.
Yeah,
it was very cool.
Very
mention.
David Lynchy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good on you, Buffy Summers, for knowing who that is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyone get the new Twin Peaks special edition Blu-ray set?
No,
I'm waiting for
if
financing
it's still on
at
Netflix,
the bank.
I'll pick. Yeah.
Do you just go to the teller and go, do you not understand? Twin Peaks!
Deleted scenes. Fire Walk With Me deleted scenes, you moron! This is important.
And then you just start crying, and they're like, sir, please leave. You're the third Twin Peaks-related crying that we've had today.
Dawn...
But Buffy is... Buffy... Can we talk about Buffy and Spike in the rug? Go back to that. I'm sorry.
Do we have to?
I can say something now. Can I say something now?
Say something.
Between 2 and 3 years ago, I was spoiled on Buffy and Spike having sex.
Yay!
Because I went, one of our guests is from Upside Down and Halfway to Happy Land, and to make sure I had the proper URL to put in the show notes, I accidentally went to the page, and the front page of that page had a picture of Buffy and Spike under the rugs. And so I was like, well, that's going to happen one day.
How did not spoil you?
Pardon?
I wonder how.
I'm sorry. Say that
but
again,
Steph? But you didn't know the how. You didn't. But so Paul Mackey didn't spoil you.
Well, that was also spoilery. But it was just that that particular scene was my first introduction to, oh, yeah, crap. Why did I go to this website? So, yeah. That was the first time I saw that image. So I've been waiting for the rug scene
for a long
time.
Yeah, but you could have thought that maybe couldn't you have thought that it was a fanfic manipulation?
The thing is, I looked at it and immediately looked away, and I was like, "Oh, was that Buffy or was it Willow? Was it Buffy or was it Willow?" Because of the haircut. And as soon as this storyline started, I was like, yeah, here we go. Hey, ladies, can I just say that I am one man who does not find that ridiculous French maid outfit at all sexy.
Thank you.
So if anyone orders that for you from adamandeve.com, just return it.
And return him. Am I right?
Or her.
French maid outfit. Come on. That's ridiculous.
But if the person that ordered it for you, then obviously they think it's a good idea.
This is true.
They're idiots.
That's why I say return them.
Oh, well.
Meh.
So this is really creepy because they have their sex slave dressed up in this outfit, serving them champagne.
Mm-hmm. Champagne.
And then now they're debating who's going to go first.
Which Andrew's never had.
Wait a minute. But as creepy as that is, the fact that she refers to them as master.
That's really? Pre-programmed, though, with the snitch.
Yeah.
That's mega creepy because they're all into that.
What's also creepy is that they're in a basement without painted drywall. Sorry, Kim. Go ahead.
Have some self-respect.
Like, why wouldn't they? You know, they put on the Men in Black glasses so they don't get affected by it. Why didn't they just get 3 girls? You know what I mean? Then they wouldn't have to share.
Maybe
I just think
has
it's
a
really
strong
disgusting.
Enough charge for one girl.
I think it's ugh.
Get girls of your own liking that you can individually rape instead of gang rape?
Oh, the whole thing. I don't even want them to do any of that, but it was just so weird.
So is it safe to say we're all in agreement this was awful?
Yes.
Okay.
You mean the episode or just this premise?
Just the whole
premise.
Thing.
Just
I
dark
see the premise.
And... just oh so
there are parts of the episode that I really enjoyed.
Well, good for you. Okay, this is where we're flip-flopping on this one because from the last one oh my god there was nothing.
Even, I like the fight
and especially for me the very 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 pathetic end. Oh, fuck this episode.
When she was crying with Tara.
Oh yes.
Forget about that.
The self-loathing, Buffy? You're not a fan?
Oh, it was, ugh.
Here's my advice for Buffy
Summers.
When
she was fighting with Spike, I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Oh, man, she brutalized him.
Oh.
She came down upon him with great vengeance and furious anger.
Sorry,
I just watched Captain America 2, sorry.
No, all I was going to say is there's a gif of Buffy crying in that scene that you see on Tumblr pretty much like at least once a day. And it's just that real ugly moment she has where she's like,
ugh, it made me angry. Just mad.
Yeah. Ugh. Stupid boys.
But why can't I feel?
How am I only feel when he does those things to me?
Ugh.
Really? Because it looks like you're a willing participant, you fucking jerk.
Hey, let's talk about the dichotomy between these three idiots about to rape someone and being too oblivious and stupid to realize that that's what they're doing, which is a really important thing here. Women are objectified to such an extent that there is a significant population of the male gender who do not understand what qualifies as rape and sexual assault. The way that these three guys were portrayed and written to, like, what are you talking about, rape? No, is actually a very, very, very common reaction amongst men of certain predilection in culture. And I don't mean ethnicity culture. I mean, you know, this is the rape culture that people talk about, right? This is the whole, what are you talking about? Yes. It's not rape. What do you mean? Didn't consent.
Well, they think it's a fantasy.
Yeah.
They think it's a fantasy all up. I don't know. I can't speak for guys, but I think, you know, people would consider rape as like if she was physically fighting the person off.
Yeah, there's
whereas it's a fantasy, and she's going along with it because she's, you know,
brainwashed.
She's brainwashed, or whatever,
isn't
or essentially
enough.
Unconscious.
And objectified. Objectified meaning
that's not
that she is
enough.
That she is an object and not a human being.
Yeah, there has to be a struggle and a fight for them to be like, oh, this is wrong.
Exactly. So there's this whole issue there on, yeah, you know what, you idiots? Mm-hmm. This is rape. This is sexual assault. What the fuck are you doing? Stop it. Immediately. And then the whole contrast of, does Buffy think that Spike is raping her in the way that she reacts?
I don't think so.
Do you know what I mean?
No, because not at all.
The way that she,
no.
the emotion that she brings into that statement of when he does those things to me, or if the quote was when I let him do those things to me, really kind of...
I didn't take that way at all.
Is he hurting you kind of reaction, you know?
No, I think she's
not emotional really consenting
because...
to what he's doing, you know? And in my mind, from what I've seen, she is consenting. She's remorseful.
Yes.
I think. But
I think she's upset because she has feelings for Spike because she's coming to the terms with that she actually loves him.
Hmm.
And she doesn't want that because the only reason why she did it was because she thought something was wrong with her. Oh, this isn't real. They brought me back. It's not really me. I'm pathetic. I'm broken. I'm what I was before. He's a piece of shit. Now that I'm a piece of shit because I am, you know, less than human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I think she was crying.
Well, okay, the balcony scene where they're all at the bronze having
I
fun,
thought that was all in her head at first. When they're all at the bronze.
Yeah.
By the way, can we take a pause here and talk about what the fuck is she wearing around her neck? Folks, I have been remodeling. I have been remodeling a basement here, and I have been doing some electrical work. And I know what 14.2 gauge
wire is.
Didn't
like that lace around the neck?
I know. It's not lace. It looks like 14.2 gauge wire. It looks like 14.2 gauge. It looks like the black... Hold on. I'll be right back. I'm going to show you guys. Talk amongst yourselves. This fashion
that
atrocity.
That was the style, man.
Who says it wasn't is my question.
Okay, Sarah Michelle Gellar, in an interview with Entertainment Weekly shortly after she announced quitting the show, said that this episode was her least favorite. The reasons she gives are that, in her opinion, the whole sixth season put across an overtly different Buffy Summers that strayed from the original message of the show. She mentions Buffy's balcony scene with Spike as being her least favorite scene from the show's run. This is the second time during the run of Buffy that we see Buffy think she killed a human. The first time is in Ted, where she kills the robot Ted, and this time when Buffy is tricked into thinking she's killed Katrina. This is perhaps a nod to the strength of Buffy's character, as even after having been in heaven, she still feels just as guilty as she had the previous time. Sorry that ran into another trivia item that I didn't get into.
Here is my Buffy-like necklace made out of some black conductor wire out of a 14.2 gauge home electrical wire. And this is basically what she had around her neck, but wrapped multiple times. Maybe I've just been in this basement for too long. I thought that when Spike first approached her from behind, that it was in her head, that she was imagining it. Because he kind of seemed to appear from nowhere. And then I'm like, holy shit! They're boinking in the bronze! There was some bronze boinking.
God.
For real.
Yeah, and do you know where that it pains me to have to give this score later because of the goddamn bronze? And I'm sorry if my language is saltier than usual, but this episode is the worst.
What?
The worst.
There's some pretty good things
in here. I like it.
The worst. In my humble opinion, there was nothing, no good can come of any of this, and it was painful to watch.
But we got to see the inside of the police station again. Angry. That was pretty cool.
That was fun. We got to hear Dawn cry again. We always love that.
Oh, and when Dawn found out that Buffy wasn't going to jail, she got upset and left the room. What the fuck is wrong with her? Do they not get her counseling after her mom died?
Probably not.
Jesus Christ, man.
And they probably didn't after her sister killed herself to save her. Because that wouldn't affect her or anything.
Come on, people. PTSD is not just a river in the Sudan.
Oh my god.
The PTSD River, the finest of rivers.
Willow and Tara have a
meet cute
conversation, and it's very
awkward.
Yeah, it's pretty civil. You know, it's pretty kind of, you know, I miss you. I'm glad you're doing well. You know.
So how's it going? I see you have magic there, and see you have a book of magic. I'm not doing spells anymore. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Oh.
Poor Willow.
Well, I'm
doing okay.
I hear everybody's doing well.
See, I'm actually impressed by Tara. Doing? She's being very strong. Not going back immediately to Willow. But I think the fact that Willow mind raped her was a pretty strong thing.
Again.
By the way, Teofilo Roque Rivas comments, electric fashion Illyrio. That's right, that's me. Electric fashion. The scene where Buffy is approaching Spike's lair, and Spike is like, I sense you coming to my door. And he's all like, bare-chested. And he's up to the door, right? And then he's about to open it, and Buffy's not there.
Ugh. Why do I let him do these things to me?
Because you feel bad about yourself, sweetheart, and he's a good-looking man.
And he's not doing anything to you, because you look like a willing participant there, sister. Sorry.
Is Spike taking advantage of Buffy?
No!
No!
Sorry, guys, I'm back.
She's all fragile.
She's a grown-ass woman. She chooses to do what she wants. She's as much of a willing participant.
She doesn't want to admit that she is drawn to him.
Yeah.
And she's just trying to find an excuse.
Yes.
That excuses her.
If anything, she's using Spike because she knows how he feels about her.
Mm-hmm.
She knows exactly what
this is
what
a very
she's
good
doing.
Point you bring up.
Yeah.
She's the user.
Mm-hmm. She is.
And then she's playing the victim. Like, why do I let him do these things to me? Yeah.
Why do I let him do these things to me while I go down on him?
Oh. While I have him willingly. In handcuffs and take him to Pound Town.
Oh, God. Good Lord.
Kelly Joe, you're too young to see those things.
Pound Town.
Oh, so stupid.
And then the demons and the timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly stuff happens. For Kim, that's a Doctor Who reference.
Okay, I was like, what's a what?
The wibbly-wobbly? What?
The timey-wimeys. And then... Buffy, she kills Katrina. Oh no.
Oh my god.
She feels so guilty that she goes to the police.
What is she going to tell the police? What does she think she's going to tell the police?
That she accidentally killed somebody.
I was walking in the woods.
Woods, in the graveyard, in the cemetery.
Her mother is presumably buried there.
Oh, that's true. I was visiting my mother's grave late at night.
Exactly.
Well, I was on my way home from work at the Double Meat Palace, and
Didn't she turn herself in when Ted died?
Yep.
Went the police after her then?
I think so.
So if she turned herself again, wouldn't they be suspicious and be like, something's up with this girl?
Yeah, but that's years apart.
Hey, didn't we bury this girl about 6 months ago?
True.
Oh, God, yeah.
No one's bringing that up.
Nobody.
I'm sure it was a small ceremony.
That's a good point. That's a good point. How did she get a job? Because wouldn't there have been a death certificate?
S.O.D. now.
S.O.D. Gabby. Come on. I know you don't like this episode, but let's not go crazy. Oh, and Jonathan has never been hotter. Hello?
Funny.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jonathan all of a sudden was like
She's beating the shit out of Spike outside.
Oh man.
No one says anything and she just sidesteps him and walks in the front door of the police station. Like, come on.
I know. It was amazing though because there was a shady part of the alley and they're not in the shady part of the alley.
Oh, I didn't think they were in the alley. I thought they were right on the front steps.
Oh, I thought they were in a side alley.
And it is so Spike that he tries to take care of it. He tries to cover it up, but she turns up down the river.
That's so Spike.
Hey, Gabby. Gabby?
Yes. Yes.
Do you want to hide a body?
Come on, it's fresh and new.
It doesn't have to be in one piece.
Yeah. Oh, he was ahead of his time.
Yeah. Jonathan and Warren and Tucker's brother get away with murder. And they think it's cool.
Ridiculous.
Also, raping girls is cool. So
rape, murder.
We're super villains now.
All they need to do now is pillage and drink rum.
They're super misguided villains.
Yeah. And then we're in Buffy's bedroom, and it looks like Spike is there, and they're gonna have some more blinking. But this one's imaginary.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Did they blink in her room or no?
No, that was all in her head.
Ugh. All these things you did to me in my room.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, she's the worst. Ugh.
Just weird.
Okay, so basically, her molecular structure was altered. And so she didn't really come back wrong. She just came back a little different.
Yeah, I'm going
and
back to my theory.
Why
she's an angel.
She's not really human anymore.
She's an angel. Angel Buffy. Buffy's an angel.
Hmm. Okay.
What's an angel?
Well, then I have a question. So, from watching classic Trek, every time they're beamed, does that also alter their manipulate their structure and change them a little bit each and every time? Do they always come back a little different?
Maybe. Oh, guys, yeah. Guys, alert. Amber Benson just tweeted, I just walked into a street sign. And Robin is asking,
wow.
And Robin is asking which of the three of us put that there. It was me. It was me. I'll admit to it. Shouldn't have been walking with your head down.
Look where you're going next time.
Maybe she was tweeting and then it happened. She wasn't paying attention. She was walking.
Yeah.
That sounds
she
about
was
right.
Texting.
She's probably on her way to her acting class.
Oh, yeah.
Buffy is convinced that she has to turn herself in. And of course,
Kickstarter of her.
The best and easiest thing to do is to wake your sister up in the middle of the night and freak her the fuck out.
The only way she could have made it any better for her is if she goes, "You're still sleeping."
Your pillow is a marshmallow. It's tasty. And then Buffy says, "There's something I have to do. I have to go to the police." Oh my god, Buffy.
Whatever.
I have to go to the police to admit to a murder that I was tricked into thinking I committed.
But what I didn't get is, like, she just overheard the cop say the name and she instantly was like, "Warren." Like,
yeah.
To me, that's the ultimate SOD.
Well, remember, she had that flashback in her brain that we all got to see.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. They had to, because nobody else would have remembered that.
Yeah,
not
because
even Buffy.
She went to Warren's excuse me. She went to Warren's house and saw
Katrina
back several episodes ago, like in.
But it wouldn't click to me, because even in the flashback, he called her Trina, not Katrina. And how does she know her last name? Again, SOD, I understand. They need to move the story along.
Mm.
But instantly she's like, "Warren." You know, it's just,
yeah.
To me, it's just crazy. Just crazy.
Well, to me, it worked because you're waiting for anything to come up to make
Buffy for sure. For sure.
Change her mind.
For sure. For sure.
Yep. We got a voicemail.
All right.
From Yay! Paul Mackey. I'm going to try to play it with our current audio setup. It may not work. So hold on to your hats, folks. Would someone like to read an email before I get to play this voicemail? All righty.
I don't have it open.
Then let's do Facebook.
I would read it.
Then let's do Facebook now. Is that cool?
All right. Let's see. All right. Let's open this up. All right. I hope I have the right one. Is this the right one? I actually love a lot about this episode. Okay,
yes.
Here we go. Rachel says, "I actually love a lot about this episode. The shock when Andrew and Jonathan finally understand that A, Warren is actually evil, and B, the legal implications of their fun, in quotations. They have been lost in fantasy roleplay, and now they're slammed into reality. Although it seems that Anju is more torn than Jonathan. Once more, Dawn makes it all about her. Tara flipped 180 degrees. In season 5, she was the most outspoken about the potential of a Buffy Spike pairing. What is she, insane? Whereas now, she's the only one in the Scooby that Buffy trusts with this information. And Tara's also non-judgmental that Buffy is even more conflicted. Huh. Of course she is used to being yelled at or judged harshly by her best friend. See Dead Man's Party? Anyway, with the return and demise of Katrina, her one other episode also contains a shocking death. The season takes a turn towards darkness, but a certain upswing in terms of focus and quality.
Tio says, very well said, Rachel. Tio says, one thing for what I can never hate season 6, like a lot of people, it's because Buffy's ride during this season, and this episode is one of the points I really like. Yeah, the bronze scene is really twisted and uncomfortable, but that's the point. And I love how this episode ends. I really do. Val says, shit gets real with the trio. Definitely the darkest episode in the show. Mm-hmm. The darkest episode this show has done, in my opinion. Finally an episode I look forward to and liked, despite all the gross stuff with Warren and the trio. Before I started watching the series, I was flipping channels and caught a few scenes of this episode and distinctly remember thinking, wow, I didn't think this show was so dark. I had tuned in just in time to see the scene with Trina and the trio in their lair, starring the disgustingly misogynistic Warren.
Uh-huh.
12 years mm-hmm. later, I've now seen this Dead Things many times and still have the same feelings watching that scene. Disturbed, disgusted, angry, and really hoping Warren gets his. But I really liked that at least the writer had Katrina go off on them about what they almost did to her. She was the voice of the audience too, because I was thinking everything she said. Especially that it's rape.
Yes.
Curious what Gak thought of the Buffy Spike scene at the Bronze. It might have been more disturbing and or uncomfortable for me than the invisible sex and dumpster sex. And the fact that later learning it bothered SMG and she was against doing it made it worse. That opening scene, really? Buffy and Spike under the rug. Was anyone thinking, man, that must be all scratchy up there? And possibly some kind of rug bugs. I'm getting itchy just thinking about it. 7 out of 10 funky monkeys. Yeah, I was, when you went to do something a while ago, Olivia, oh, yeah. I was saying that I was reading where SMG, when she decided to quit, she opened up to the media that she hated that scene. She didn't like season 6 at all. And she didn't like the scene where her and Spike had sex on the balcony.
Interesting. Okay. Hey, guys, I'm going to try to play a voicemail.
Sure.
Yeah. Right,
let's try this thing. I'm assuming this is Paul Mackey.
Yeah.
Dead Things. Hey, hopefully this is coming in time. It's right under the wire, I hope. Hey, well, you know, what's a big deal? You know, guy wants to find his ex and, you know, roofier and, you know, user sexually, okay, I'm joking, actually. Obviously, I'm joking. Hey, you know, I tried to downplay the trio as much as I could earlier because I thought people were overplaying how bad they were. Obviously, you're not meant to know just how bad they might be until this episode. Of course, obviously, it seems pretty clear that Warren is a nasty, nasty individual, and you've got sycophantic Andrew. And looking at Jonathan, he's still in there with them, along for the long haul, perhaps. Who knows? That's about all I got to say.
Perhaps.
I just wanted to make sure that I got in a little bit of input after yesterday's weird call-in about Double Meat Palace that I can't even really say exactly what all I said, but whatever. But I don't have time to call in on that because I know you're already recording that, or if not already done. So I'm going to hang up now and let you guys get back to it. Paul Mackey. In my bedroom, actually. And I will talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Paul.
Ooh. Bye, Paul Mackey.
Bye, Paul.
All right. Well, no more voicemails. Thank you, Paul. We can continue with the face back.
Carol Swift says, so potentials, did this episode make you reevaluate the trio and the function in the series? It sure twisted my expectations and assumptions about them the first time I saw it.
I guess. I never liked them, so now I just despise them. Well, not them, just Warren. I think it's just so ugh.
He is such a slime ball.
Yes.
Corey says, how can anyone hate Ted? John Ritter.
Yeah.
Matthew says, I love the dynamic that has begun emphasized in the trio in this episode. Jonathan realizes that he has made a tragic error in teaming up with a totally evil Warren, while Andrew seems to harbor some latent attraction to Warren's power. Going somewhere? Let's hope. Bob DeGrand says, I hate nonlinear time sequences, yes, including Groundhog Day, but that's my issue. Not a fault with the episode itself. I think this is probably the best episode in a while. This is, though, the absolute last season I would have picked to turn my comic relief into killers. I miss Giles.
I miss Giles.
Julia says, I love Jonathan even now, and Warren is the worst. Dylan says, the more observations, Spike, so many rugs. Does he think that they would tie the crypt together or something?
Yes, he said that they would.
13 minutes into the episode, and Warren is already turning his seemingly harmless team of evil geeks into a sad and creepy bunch. Would you think that at least Jonathan would have recognized that a serious line is being crossed here the moment they put into action a plan that turning a woman into their sex slave? Warning, I'm going to steal a potential quote here now.
No.
Jonathan. Okay. Nope. It was messed up in a way before that. But for some reason, this too decided that this was the tipping point. Now that is messed up. Warren's cold and calculated reaction after he bashes her head with the bottle while the other two show some concern too late really says it all about him. Yet they still play along into his plans, but this time it seems to be more out of fear than loyalty.
Uh-huh.
And since we're at it, Spike is acting a bit more creepy and rapey with Buffy than usual at the Bronze, which fits with what's going on with the theme, I guess. No, Don, you are the one that is not really here, right? Buffy recognized Katrina's name at the police department, but not her face at the cemetery. Lot convenience.
Thank you.
Objectify women I'm much, tired. Says Kim. This is really upsetting me, says Kim. Teofilo says, and that's why they're the bad guys. Ashley says, I'm skipping the trio this episode. Since they nauseate me to the 10th degree this episode. Katrina was amazing, though. So much strength and power in that character. So was it Swing Night at the Bronze? Buffy accidentally killing Katrina. A great parallel to Faith with the Deputy Mayor and how differently they handled the situation. Granted, Faith was a teenage girl and Buffy's older, but still nice parallel. Spike getting rid of the body so easily in the river as well is another Faith move. Buffy pounding Spike's face. Buffy pounding Spike's face in while spewing hate and disgust also reminds me of Who Are You? While Faith in Buffy's body did the same to Buffy. Wow, that was a lot more Faith parallels than I intended. Anyways, I feel bad for Dawn. Although it may seem like she's already been losing her sister since she's never around, knowing that her sister is ready to leave her again so easily must be even more traumatizing. Kid just can't catch a break. Spike is just plain creepy. Like, I want to keep a thing of garlic spray on hand whenever he's around. He should really work on his game, and using Buffy's pain and misery to get what he wants is not the way to go about it. She's not Drusilla. I find it great that Buffy trusting Tara with her confession and how Tara took it shows that Tara is the least judgmental Scooby of the gang since Oz. Oh, Oz.
Yeah.
There hasn't been the scene of the two of them since that scene in the hospital in the body where Tara speaks of her own mother's death and started to tell Buffy that if she ever needed anything, that she was there for her. That scene was very well done, and it makes sense that it would be Tara, the caregiver, in it.
Uh-huh.
I have to give it to the writers for not sugarcoating certain situations and making it ambiguous. I give this episode 8.5 out of 10 Hurricane Katrina's. Bob says, I don't agree with that. Buffy's attitude towards killing humans varies wildly with how she feels about the human she's killing. She had remorse about killing Katrina. There was a lot less remorse when she thought she'd killed a human in Ted. There was none when she killed a human with a really kick-ass weapon in Gwendolyn Post, and I agree with her on that one. When she was spared killing a human, Faith, only by a Slayer's superhuman healing powers, there was not the slightest twinge of conscience. She certainly wasn't going to the police and turning herself in. This was just done for dramatic effect, and like so many things this season, was inconsistent with what had gone before.
Uh-huh. But I'm like, they're Dylan in says, Sunnydale, right?
Yeah.
Don't they, like, dead bodies come up all the time. Like, I even said, I know. Well, why don't they just put it somewhere where a vampire can find it and have it suck its, her, she's still warm.
Oh, you don't drink dead person blood. That's gross.
That's awful. That's like eating a deer that was just hit on the side of the road. You just don't.
It's
do it.
Gross.
People do that all the time.
You gotta kill it yourself. You gotta pull that tenderloin out yourself.
Do you know how many people call to ask when we talk about there's a dead deer on the highway because they want to know where it is so they can go pick it up? They can eat it. I'm not even kidding you.
Ooh,
in the winter time, when it's frozen, right?
No, Rob Ford.
Have you ever gotten him calling in? Be like, hey.
Never.
Oh.
No.
No, he has people to do that.
Never. Yeah.
Here's. Let's stop bugging Kim about her mare. Like she's responsible for his behavior. Dylan says, "Human. Humans sound yummy." Humums?
Humums. No, because there was a spelling error in Bob's comment.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
Really? Oh.
He says killing humans.
Funny. Humums. Ashley retorts, waka, waka. But see, there's a pattern about those two humans. They both attacked her. Self-defense, if anything. Did she kill Post, or was it her hand just chopped off? Can't remember at the moment and don't feel like putting in the DVD to check. Katrina was an innocent, like Alan Finch was believed to be. Faith didn't attack her. She went stalking Faith. There's no question that Buffy intended to kill her.
Hmm. Yeah.
Paul Mackey's all happy that he called. Corey's thinks it's awesome and can't wait to hear it. And
we're
Ray
up to
says
date.
This is the episode where shit gets real for the trio. Email time, and then we can rate. Email number one from Bruce. Dead things. There sure are a lot of 20 and 21-year-olds on this show all of a sudden. Emotionally speaking. Which ones are the most dead? Oops, there's one less. Once upon a time, the trio had some vague notion about taking over Sunnydale. However, all of their specific plans and actions seemed to involve girls. When Willow, in her arrogance, got into something she didn't fully understand and nearly got Dawn killed, she was remorseful and had a friend who would help her, or stand up to her as the situation called for. When Warren, in his arrogance, gets into something he doesn't fully understand and kills Katrina, he has no remorse and only numbnuts 1 and 2 to rely on. The loft at the Bronze has gotten a lot of airtime since Halloween. This is true. Attaboy, Spike. Quote some Faith at Buffy. Then listen while she analyzes herself and beats you silly. Aw, Dawn. Not only did Big Sis not care when she caught you sneaking into the house last week, she'd rather be in prison than have to keep looking after you. Tears all around.
No, she's not her sister.
Yeah.
That's
I don't
true.
Know about Warren getting about... into something. I think Warren is, I don't know, I think, is Warren the kind of guy who wants to be like all big bad and stuff, but it's like too much for him? Or is he just an asshole evil guy?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out more.
I don't think he wants to be. I just think he thinks he is.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any desire in it. He just feels like, I'm this monster. And now that he's killed the thing he was chasing after, he really thinks he's a monster. Even though in the large scale of Buffy villains, he's maybe a 2 out of 10. Because remember, last season she was fighting a god.
Good call.
When someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes!
Yes!
Hello, Gax. This is our last email. It's from Simone. I don't dislike this episode because I think it's really well done. But it's so relentlessly, aggressively violent. Under the rug sex. Those two are so cute. Trying to figure out what kind of relationship they have. Women, women, women. Remember when they had that whiteboard full of goals? They're really stuck on get women part of it lately. Last week, it's perv on naked ladies at the spa. This week, it's dampen women's brains so they'll agree to absolutely atrocious sexual things. Buffy breaks down and confesses to Tara that she and Spike have been screwing. Damn you, SMG. You really know how to cry. Was anyone really convinced by that crying? Or was it just uncomfortable and awkward?
It was awkward crying.
I thought it was humorous.
I thought it was awkward. Steph, you're awful. Also, she didn't come back wrong, just molecularly tanned. Seriously, Tara, molecularly tanned. Your molecules are tan. Katrina! I love Katrina.
Hey, she didn't write
it. Once more with feeling and all the way references. That's true. There was a once more with feeling reference when she walked in. She's like, wait, is that going to be dancing? Are we dancing?
No!
Dawn is having some issues with Buffy being gone a lot. Poor kid. Oh, Warren, killing your ex-girlfriend and framing the Slayer is so stupid. She's literally the only person on the show that's met Katrina. Of course she was going to figure it out. The bronze, uber public bronze sex. Man, she's really slipping, or should that be he's really slipping it? Whoa, 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 whoa. Simone, I'm not going to read he's really slipping it to her. Maybe I do.
Uncalled for.
Willow, pardon? I think you mean something else.
Unacceptable.
There we go. It's back. Kim is back. Willow and Tara. After all after breakup awkwardly. It's wibbly wobbly timey wimey demons. Hey, Simone, I said that too. Spike sucks at disposing of bodies. So Buffy goes to turn herself in for Trina's murder and then beats the living hell out of Spike, a la Faith beating Buffy in This Year's Girl. And he lets her because he knows that she needs to let that anger out. Aww.
Aww.
From Simone.
Aww. Simone, my lovely co-host.
People, thank you for sending us so much feedback. You can send us feedback by calling us 27040-BUFFY. You can write us an email at
27040-BUFFY.
PotentialCast@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter at PotentialCast. You can go to PotentialCast.com and stuff. Facebook.com/group/PotentialCast.
No, we don't.
Keep the Facebook spoiler free, okay? If we haven't published an episode about it or Robin hasn't asked you to comment on it, don't talk about it. It's an easy rule. If you want to post things that might be spoilery, there is a potential spoilers group, apparently. I've never been there. But they tell me that it's there somewhere. We're so close to being done. I don't want someone with good intentions of contributing something, because that's really awesome when people contribute to the group, to be kind of wishy-washy on what our spoiler policy is. Our spoiler policy is clear. If we haven't published an episode about it, don't mention it. Thank you very much.
If you haven't announced that, there's a live recording happening about that episode.
So that then we can look at the archives. What? What? What?
I was saying if you hadn't posted a post saying, like, we're recording about this episode live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that too. Because you never know what we've seen and when we've seen it. Know what I mean?
Yeah. No?
Hey! It's rating time.
Da-da-da.
Kelly Jo.
You
want to
go, Kelly Jo?
Mother of Gax, go.
I like this episode. It's
Not the best, but it's certainly not the worst thing I've ever seen from Buffy. So I will give it 7 out of 10 Ackermans.
There's someone in your room.
It's my father. You. Don't worry.
It's your father. He's behind you.
He's been here for like a solid 15 minutes.
I haven't been paying attention.
I saw
because
him.
I've been fiddling
with audio.
And he
was in the shot, too.
And I've been reading things. Say hello for me.
Gabby, oh, do you want to rate?
Andrea says hi.
My mom always taught me if I didn't have something nice to say, not to say anything at all. So
that's not like
whatever.
You at all.
That's never stopped you before.
That's true, but I think I've spouted all my venom about this episode. So I'm just going to give it 1 out of 10 bazoombas.
Yeah, I can't say that I disagree with you. It felt a little, not a little, very after school specially. And the thing that really disturbed me is the fact that someone had to point out, you guys, this is rape. Anyways. Anyways, I think this has been a better episode than what we've had lately. So I'll give it that. I didn't get a rating since I only gave it 7. Let's get 7 out of 10. I don't know. 7 out of 10. Oh, okay. Do we talk about the swing dancing at the Bronze? How does everyone know how to swing dance? And when is it big band night? Like, the Bronze is crazy. Okay. 7 out of 10.
Maybe they were just having a swing dance night. It was like,
that was a thing.
It was like, yeah. It is a thing. It is a thing.
It was the worst thing. It was the worst thing ever. The worst thing ever was the swing dancing revival. And these guys putting wax in their mustaches and wearing fucking suspenders. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I still do that.
Fuck you.
All right. I'll give it 7 out of 10 off unnecessary swing dance revivals. Because no one needed it.
No.
The end.
I think this episode was disturbing. I think this episode was very, very unpleasant. I think Buffy's crying at the end was
uncomfortable,
atrocious. But I do have to say that a lot of this episode had me so entranced and so agape, mouth agape, agape with the mouth, that I'm a props to this episode. 8 out of 10 silver snitches.
Yeah, it's disturbing and unsettling. Yes, I love it. The trio goes dark.
Ugh.
And Buffy, I mean, not only, okay, last episode she's having sex with Spike outside her work by the dumpster. She's having sex in public. Oh my God, how much more pathetic can you get? I love it. 10 out of 10. Surprise rapes.
Oh my Lord.
All right.
OMG.
All rapes.
I can't believe Steph Smith just said surprise rapes.
Surprise.
That made all the technical bullshit I've gone through today super, super worth it. And I'm talking about work too. Get your act together, people that hire me. KJ, did you go?
Yeah,
went first.
I was the first.
Awesome. Everybody went?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gabby, yep. I'm surprised you didn't give it a 0. But because of the Bronze, I suppose, right, Gabby?
Because of the Bronze, I could.
Bronze. She had to give 1.
Yeah.
I stick by my own rules.
We're gonna
she stands by her man.
Soon, but I want to ask. Stands by your bar. I want to ask Kelly Jo. Kelly Jo, what made you pick this episode? Mm-hmm.
when Steph announced season six episodes, I said at the time I hadn't seen any of them. So I was like, hey, she's like, okay, here are two. And I was like, great.
Now, Kelly Jo, you started with us, right? 4 years ago?
Yes. And yes, then and you, then I went on a cruise and zoomed past you.
Did you finish the series?
Actually, I haven't. It's weird. I have about 9 or 10 episodes. It's not even like a lack of interest in finishing. It's just like kind of weird where I'm just like, maybe I'll wait for them.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, we appreciate that. Also, do you get the sensation, because I feel this sometimes, where I'll have just a handful of episodes left of something and I'll delay watching it because I don't want it to be over yet. Do you have that kind of feeling?
Yeah, like Spaced.
Mm. Yeah, I have that with, I have one season left to catch up with on Shameless, and I'm like spacing that out as much as I can.
I did that with Coupling, not just because Jeff was gone, but also because I didn't want it to end so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jeff was the best. I have one season left of Battlestar Galactica to watch. I just finished Breaking Bad. I think I talked about this last
week. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I know, for whatever reason, I didn't watch the second half of the last season, and I just finished it.
Was it spoiled for you?
Yes and no. I didn't know how it happened, but I heard someone tell me what happened. But I wasn't, I was like, no, maybe I didn't hear right. No. And I have another season of another show that I've been watching. Oh yeah, one season of Friday Night Lights to watch. I love that show. I don't want it to end.
You want to stay with the Taylors forever.
I do. I love Coach Taylor.
But you can see his wife on Nashville now.
I could.
Or
not.
American Horror Story, season one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I should start that one.
Yep.
And then not. And then
she sing country songs with Hayden Panettiere in that?
Wow, you're really selling
sing,
it.
Sing the cheerleaders, sing the world. Hey, folks, we're back. You're the harbinger of death, Theric Carathrace. Let's say that you had a quote. What would that quote be, Kelly Jo?
I guess I'd say I ate a decorator once. Maybe something stuck.
Well done.
Whackety smackety-doo.
Ow! Get off! Stop it! My bone!
Well, you took mine.
Oh, well, mine goes after that. Hey, when you girls are done touching each other, the cerebral dampener's ready to be charged. Oh, he's such a dick.
I hate that word, dampener.
Balls.
That
was mine.
We can talk really about have anyone we want. It's like candy. Juicy, pulsating candy.
I do have one more quote that's also an Andrew quote.
Please.
Do it!
Couldn't we have at least gotten a layer with a better view?
He says it exactly like that, too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Dracula's house was pretty open. They could have gone there.
So where
Kelly
did they move to?
Yeah.
Oh. Never mind.
Sorry,
it doesn't
Kim,
matter.
Are you asking where did the trio move to?
Yeah.
It looks like someone else's basement. Is this someone
else's
basement?
Yeah, I was
going
to say Jonathan's
basement.
Probably. They said they're on the lam.
Yeah. All right, never mind. It's not important. I really don't care where they live. Just that they die soon.
Kelly
Jo? Right.
Yeah?
Do you have anything that you'd like to plug on our show?
Sure, I have two things. You can listen to my podcast, ObserverCast, an intro cast about Fringe. We're actually in a very similar area as you. We're in our penultimate season. And you can follow me on Twitter. You can also follow me on Tumblr, where my name is KellyJoe562. And there may be something else in the works soon, possibly. Who knows?
Secret projects are the best. Thanks, KJ. Hey, Steph. What's on the slate for next time?
Okay, I was following Kelly Jo on Tumblr.
You'll see a lot more of me there than you will on Twitter.
Oh, okay. I know, that's where the kids hang out.
The kids.
On the Tumblr?
Mm-hmm, that's where.
On the Tumblr with our gifts.
The Twitter's too old. For the old.
Yeah. Not that the Twitter's too old. It's just I have way too many people that I follow on that account, and I just need to cleanse it.
The Twitter.
Did y'all hear me say what episode's coming up next?
No.
What's on the slate for next time, Stephanie?
Older and Far Away.
Okay.
What do you think
far
that means?
Far and away. Am I going to play Enya at the end of that episode, do you think?
Probably not.
Boy, I hope
so. Netflix spoiled me. I think we're gonna have a special guest on that episode.
I think it's about Giles.
I wonder who that special guest could be.
Yes. Is Robin our guest?
I have no
idea. For that episode? My prediction
is
yes.
Trying to hint you.
I know I have another episode this season. I don't know what, though.
All right. Hey, everyone on YouTube watching us, being super patient and awesome, and paying attention to us and listening. Thank you all for being there. We really appreciate you guys. And to all of our listeners, thanks for listening.
Wish you were here.
Rate us on the iTunes. You know, last week I said you should unsubscribe and resubscribe, and it worked out really well. Now write us some reviews. That would be awesome.
Now do it again.
No, don't do it again. They're going to call shenanigans.
Hey, Kelly, you
bye,
have
everyone.
Older and Far Away.
What?
You're on nice. Again next week.
Oh, yay!
Next time.
Yay! So the answer is yes, you do have a special guest.
Super correct. Special.
And that'll be my last episode of Potential Cast.
Oh, maybe you'll come back. We'll see.
We're going to have a super duper extra fancy finale surprise party event, I'm sure. There will be piñatas. There will be spike piñatas. There will be a punch bowl, and it's full of blood. Don't drink it. It's going to be actual blood.
Whoa.
I'm going to spike the punch bowl.
With blood.
I asked if there would be a magician.
No magicians. Because we're not lame.
Also, you prefer illusion.
If any of our listeners if any of our listeners are magicians, I'm sorry.
Illusionist.
Alright, thanks everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye y'all.
There's a devil waiting outside your door. How much longer? There's a devil waiting outside your door. How much longer? And he's bucking and braying and pawing at the floor. How much longer? And he's howling with pain, crawling up the wall. There's a devil waiting outside your door. And he's weak with evil and broken by the world. And he's shouting your name and asking for more. There's a devil waiting outside your door. The man.
loving virtually everything that you are. E is for loving almost everything that you do. R is for rape me. M is for murder me. A is for answering all of my prayers. N is for knowing your love of man's going to be the answer to all of yours. Devil crawling along your floor, with a trembling heart, he's coming through your door. With the straining sex in his jumping paws, there's a devil crawling along your floor. And he's old and he's stupid and he's hungry and he's sore and he's blind and he's lame and he's dirty and he's poor. Give me more, give me more, give me more, give me more, give me more. There's a devil crawling along your that which is mine. And A is for any old how, darling. And N is for any old time. Love a man, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got the master plan, yeah, to take off your dress. Yeah, be your man, be your man, yeah. Seize the throne, ha-ha. Seize the mantle. Man. There's a devil laying by your side.
Much longer.
There's a devil laying by your side.
Much longer.
Might think he's asleep, but take a look at his eye. And he wants you, darling, to be his bride.
Much longer.
Yeah, there's a devil laying by your side.
Much longer.
Love a man. Love a man, I'll be your lover man.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV.
Waiting just around the band.
Okay, are we playing the song? Or
which song?
Are we getting started?
That was
I can't
the song.
Play the song you because my audio setup is all messed up. So down. Okay, here's the real reason, folks. Chris finally asked me for royalties. I told him to fuck off. So we're not playing. We're not playing his theme anymore. Oh, you know a theme I listen to in my own head while I run?
What?
The theme from Arrow. Yours? I've been mainlining Arrow. I finally got a chance to watch it.
Fantastic.
And I watched season one because it's on Netflix. And I acquired season two and I'm watching that. I'm like six episodes in and I love it. It's great. Although Summer Glau's in it, so I don't like it when she's on, but you know. Can I just be honest? I prefer Summer Glau when what comes out of her mouth is word salad.
Yeah. Well, she is a show killer.
Is she really? Okay.
Yeah, she's one of those people that they, they say that if she's on a show, watch out. Watch out because the show will be canceled.
This is Potential Cast 613 Dead Things. Recording computer in 3, 2, 1, record now. And recording Google Talk, Chrome, whatever, motherfucker piece of shit software in 3, 2, 1, record now.
Hey, don't talk about not Skype like that.